Mesechta Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, page 84, side B. So the Gemara goes back now to the story about Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon after he would find the Ganovim and he would pass them all to the government. And they got punished through him. So the Gemara says, Afilo Achi, even though that Rabbi Elazar said early on, Pegim Lomud Beis, Sisu b'nei Mei Sisu, he was, my intestines rejoice. And even his doubts were so, when he wasn't sure, it turns out that the person deserved to be punished. So for sure, when they figured out that this one has done something wrong, that for sure, but still, he didn't rely on his view on this, because maybe he still, maybe he touched one of the tzaddikim, one of those righteous, and therefore Kabbalah Yisuri, he accepted upon himself pain. At night time they would fold underneath him 16 linens, so that they should absorb all the blood. And still, in the morning they would come from under his sleeping 60 plates full of blood and the pus that ran from his wounds. Next day his wife made him 60 types of lavda, with it's a kind of from figs. Bachalu bari, and he ate it, and he would become healthy from them. She didn't allow him to go. The wife didn't allow him to go to Beis Medrash kech lelitchaku rabbonon, so that the chachamim shouldn't push him because he was very weak because of his pain. Burta amar lohu. In the evening, he would say back to Yisurim, "Achai v'reyai boy, my friends, my brothers, my friends, come." But the tzafra, the next morning, "Amar lohu zilo, go away." Mebnei b'tel Torah, because he was worried they shouldn't destroy him, disturb him from learning Torah, because he would constantly learn in his house. Zog di Gemara yema chad shomo devisu. One day, his wife heard the way he was talking to the Yisurim, Amrulei. So she said to him, "Atkom aislu ilavoich, you bring it upon yourself. Kiliso momen shalavo, you have caused all the money of my father's house that I have to be destroyed because these extra expenses for the food that are needed to heal you, and also the garments and the linens that they put on there every night." Imorda Ozle Menosha. So she rebelled and she went back to her father's home. Slika Vaoso Hanach Shitin Sapenoi. So came up those 60 boat sailors that ride on boats. Ailele Shitin Avdi Kinikiti Shitin Anoke. They brought him 60 slaves that hold in them in their hands 60 wallets with money to give him. Avdule Shitin Mine Lavdo, they made for him 60 types of that food that he used to eat from the figs. Achilhu, and he ate it. Yamachad Amrolo Livrato, one day the wife says, she was in her father's house to the daughter, Zili, Boke, Bavuch, my COVID, go check your father, what is he doing today? Asya, she came to him, Amrolo, Rablo said to his daughter, Zili, go, Ibn Imach, and go tell to your mother, Shalomnu Godel Mishalohem, my wealth is greater than her father's house. Korea Nafshe, Rabbi Elazar called upon himself the Pasik, Mishle Lamadala Pasik Yudalev, Hoyso Koniya Sorichim, Merchak Tovi Lachma. The Torah was like him for as a boat of a merchant's boat that brings the bread from a distance. The Gemara relates further that Ochel Vishosir, Rabbi Elazar ate and drank Ubari, and he became healthy. Rav Elazar went that day to the Beis Medrash because his wife didn't stop him anymore because she wasn't home. They brought 16 types of colors of blood to find out if they're Torah or not. Tarinu, and he was retired them all. So the Rabbonon were murmuring and gossiping. They were saying, is there an end to your mind that they're all Torah? There's not even one that is in doubt and should ask her because of that. Amalahu, so Rabbi Elazar told them, Im kamoisihu, you kulam zuharim. If the truth is like me, that all the babies that will be born from these women, males, vimlav, tenikivachs b'neim, or else should be one female amongst them. And so it happened. Hoyu kulam zuharim. They were all males. Asiku luhu, and they called them all Rabbi Elazar al Shmei. They called them by the name of Rabbi Elazar. Tanya will learn the Rabbi Isom, Rabbi says, Kamo, priyo, verivio, bitlor, shoy, zum Yisrael. How much privativia to be able to multiply the intimacy has been wasted, not to have children from this evil government, because they appointed him to catch Ganovim, so then he couldn't come to Beis Medrash, so the women could not show him the blood, and since there was nobody like an expert like him to permit, they were machmir misafik. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Elazar died from this world, Amar lo Lidvisa, he said to his wife, Yadani with the Rabbonon, the Resich alive with the Maski Bishapir. I know the Rabbonon are angry at me, and they're not going to take care of me properly after my death, because many Ganovim were given over to the government, and there were some of them that were relatives or related to the Chachomim. So they're not going to give me the proper respect after my death. Oignim be los of Lesit Chalaminoi. Lie me in the attic of the house, and don't worry me. Don't be afraid of me. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmoni. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmoni, Yishtayli Eimid Rabbi Yenison. The mother of Rabbi Yenison related to me. Yishtayli Ludvisa Rabbi Lazar, but Rabbi Shimon, the wife of Rabbi Shimon, told her, Leipochus, Mitam Ritzrei, not less than 18, Veloitfeim, Esrim Mitrei, and no more than 22. Shninim Oganisa Be'elisa, she hid him in the attic. When I was to go up to the attic, I used to look at his hair. And I noticed that when a hair was detached, there would blood go out. One day I saw a worm that was going off of the ear. So I felt bad about it, because then I worried, maybe there's going to be lots of worms, and maybe his body is going to decompose. So Rabbi Elazar came to her in his dream, and he said to me, this is nothing, I'm not going to become wormy, I'm not going to rot. So why did it happen? I became punished, because one day I heard a cheapening of one of the rabbis, and I did not protest as I should have. That's as a punishment for that, he had the worm come out. Two people would come for judgment by Rabbi Elazar after his death. Havakai Mabobe, they would stand by the door. Amar Mar Milso, Mar Milso, each one would organize their arguments. Nafi called Melissa of Omar, and a voice would come up from the attic and say, Ishplaynat Achayv, Ishplaynat Azakai. This man is guilty and this man is innocent. One day the wife of Rabbi Elazar was arguing with a neighbor. Amar Allah, the neighbor said to her, Tehei kivaylo, let this woman be like her husband who's lying in the attic. Shlenitin lekvura, that he wasn't given to be buried. Amar Rabbana kulahai vaday love arachuru. The Chacham said, to this extent that people know that he's not alive and he wasn't buried, this certainly is not the honor of Elazar to remain, to keep him like this. Other people say, the father of Rabbi Elazar came, is Chazul B'chama, appeared in the dream, Amar Lahu, pray the achas yesh libenechem, I have only one bird amongst you, v'yatam reitzim lavi etzli, and you don't want to bring it to me. Ozu Rabbon liasukebei, the Rabbon went to occupy the Zalashvoku b'neach, barayo, the people of Achbarai did not, it was close to Zir Rabbi Elazar. The Chol Shnei Davi Noyim, for all the years that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elisa, that he was sleeping in the attic, Leisolik Hayra Lamasayu, no wild animal reached their city, because the Zchus of Rabbi Elazar protected them. Yoyim Adchad, Mala Yimik Dekhbura Habe, and one day was there, Yim Kippur Habe Trida, the people of Achbarai were occupied, Shod Rabban Levenei Biri. So the Chachamim sent to the people of Biri Vaskula Arsei, and they brought the bed, Vamtula Martabu, and they brought him to the cave of Shimon Yechoi, his father. Shkachu l'achna da hadrilo l'martos. The Chachamim found that there was a snake that was surrounding the cave like a wheel, and his tail was in its mouth. Amrullah, the Chachamim said, achna, achna, snake, snake. Pisach epicha, open your mouth and move your tail away from your mouth. V'konis ben etzalav. Let the son enter to his father, Rav Shimon HaKoy. Posach l'hu. So he opened up and they were able to bury him there. Sholach Rebbe l'daber l'ishtei. So Rebbe sent a shliach to speak to the wife of Rabbi Elazar so she could get married to him. So she responded back to him. She sent him back a vessel that someone holy used, it, which is Rabbi Elazar. Somebody weekly as a rabbi should use it. Tamon Amrin and Sro, they used to say about this matter, the following example. Basar the motivator told the Zaina, Chulva Raya Kulsi Tolo. And the same peg that the owner of the house, the warrior, the strong one, used to hang up his ammunition. So the shepherd should he hang up his bag over there? Sholach Lo. So Rabbi said, "Need about Toiro Godel Memeni. Let it be true that in Toiro was greater than me. Avu Maisim Toivim Godel Memeni. But in good acts of good deeds, was he then greater than me? Sholcholei. So the Mother of Allah said, "Toiro Mi Godel Memchol Lo Yodaino. I don't know that he's greater than you in Toiro. You yourself, Maisim Yodaino. I know that he's greater than you. The Kabbalah Yisuri. He accepted Yisurim, the pains upon himself." The Gemara says, "Betoyda Maihi." Where do we find that Rabbi Elazar was greater than Rabbi Toyda Chava? Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korchas of Soli. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon Korchas were sitting on the benches, the Beis Medrash Yosef Kamayul, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Aros, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi used to sit on the ground. Makshu Mefarki. They would ask before them questions, and they would say answers. Amr the Chachamim, other Chachamim sitting Beis Medrash on the benches said, "Meimehem." On the waters of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, we drink, we learn the Torah. How is it possible that we should be on the benches? And they should sit on the ground. So they made them bench, askinu, so they made them also bench, and they brought them up to sit next to the Chacham. Amar lohen, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the father of Rabbi, said to them, "Pray the achas, yes, the b'neichem. I have only one bird amongst you, my son, Rebbe. But the maksim l'abdeimene, and you are seeking to get him lost from me. To I should lose him because by bringing him up on the bench, maybe he's going to have a nine hora. Achtu, the Rebbe. So they brought him down from the bench. Amar lehem Rav Shimon Korcho. So Rav Shimon Korcho said to them, "Mishi yesh li'av, yichya. Mishi ein li'av." Yamus, only the one who has a father like a Rebbe should sit on the ground and live so he doesn't have an ayin hara. But the one who doesn't have a father, Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Shimon HaKoy died already, Yamus, he should die. Achtu nami Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So they put it down, so Rabbi Shimon. Cholash died, he said, Rabbi Elazar felt bad. Amar, kachashvita lei kavasi, do you consider Rebbe just like me? Adahu yoyim kabama Rabbi Milsa, till that day I have a Messiah lei. When Rebbe would say something, he would prove to him. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon would prove him right. But now that they took him down from the bench together with Rebbe, when Rebbe would say, "I can respond and push away that what that would say in the Beis Medrash," Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon would say to them, "Koch v'koch yesh lahoshiv. Sure, this is where you can push off, but zoyit shuvascha, this is the response to you. So I'm returning, or I'm pushing off what you're trying to push off." Hashto. So now it turns out, Ikaftonu Tshuvis, Chavil Shimon Mamish. Now you have surrounded us with all kinds of responses, with pushing away, trying to challenge us that have no substance. Cholash Daita the Rebbe. So Rebbe felt bad. Also Amar Lelabua. Rebbe came and told his father to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So his father said, "Bini al yeda lecha, don't feel bad about this, because who Ari ben Ari? Rabbi Elazar is a lion, the son of a lion, the son of Shimon Choy. Ato Ari ben Shual, you are a lion, the son of a fox. Behind the Amri, this is what it says, Rabbi Shloisha Anvanasanei. There were three with humility. Elohein, Abba, that's my father, that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel.